you know, we selected chairman and ranking members of the seven new subcommittees of the Government Reform Committee, and the one I selected, I got. So I'm very pleased. I'll be the ranking member in the 112th Congress of the Subcommittee on Technology and Intergovernmental Relations and Federal Procurement.
And so you're going to be covering areas like federal contracting, tech policy.
Absolutely. And by the way, terribly important to my district. We have the second largest number of information technology companies in the country, only after Silicon Valley.
So tell me, what is this committee? What do you hope you oversee?
Well, some suggestions. For example, one of the big issues we're concerned about increasingly is the whole area of cybersecurity in the federal government. And, you know, as technology creates larger and larger capacity to store information and to create databases, it also, unfortunately, carries with it one big Achilles heel. And, you know, we've just seen it in the ability of people to hack into systems and the ability to create an internet worm that can shut down systems. We know there have been a number of successful and unsuccessful cybersecurity attacks from foreign entities and even foreign governments in our national security databases. And so we need to be addressing that and staying up with that and see the developments in technology and making sure the federal government is making the right investments in technology to make sure we're addressing cybersecurity.
And in the last Congress, there were a number of moves. In fact, I think at one point there were almost 50 cybersecurity bills floating around in some place in Congress. None of them ended up making their way into law. Should one of those have made law? And do you see that as something coming to the fore in this Congress?
Well, I certainly will press for it in my new role. In this new subcommittee, this subcommittee did not exist in the previous Congress,
right.
Although it did exist in previous Congresses. And I think this is one of the most important topics we can be addressing as a federal government and as a Congress. I have met with the new chairman of this subcommittee, who's also new to Congress. We had a very productive meeting, and I think we both agree that we have a lot more in common than not. Moving forward, including this subject of cybersecurity. But there are a myriad other topics. There's cloud computing.
Yeah.
There's the whole question of federal databases. There's the question of how we use technology in a myriad of fronts, you know, electronic record keeping for healthcare, for example. There's a whole issue of government procurement policies and acquisition policies.
Well, and insourcing.
And insourcing, outsourcing, that's right. And what constitutes inherently governmental? And now, what's the right balance between outsourcing services and contracts and bringing it inside? And every federal agency is affected by that debate.
And give us your take on the insourcing debate, because this is one where I know you have a lot of federal employees in your district. You also have a number of contractors in your district. So this seems like one where you have to thread the needle pretty carefully.
I think, yeah, you do. But, you know, Chris, what I've said is this ought not to be a matter of theology. It ought to be a very pragmatic decision. You know, can we get the best deal for the taxpayer in terms of the service required for the dollar allowed by insourcing it or by outsourcing it? It was a conscious decision of the federal government, starting largely with the Reagan administration, and accelerated in the Clinton administration, to, in fact, utilize the private sector for certain services in numerous federal agencies. And so we created that private sector expertise, in a sense, by being a prime client, we, the federal government. Hmm. And so I think we got to respect that. This was done at our behest. It was done by design, by administrations of both parties. And so we need to take a little bit of care that we not jeopardize that expertise, that capability. On the other hand, it's a perfectly reasonable question to ask whether we've gone too far in some categories and if, in fact, certain functions ought to be brought back into government for various and sundry reasons, including not least among which is national security.
Yeah. I want to ask you about the acquisition workforce, because the last time we were in the real age of austerity, although the level's very, very much different, but was during the Clinton era. And President Clinton often at State of the Union messages would talk about how he reduced the federal workforce. A lot of those people were procurement workers. Mm-hmm. That expertise went out the door, and agencies, in many ways, the government has been paying for that in the years since. In the acquisition workforce, of course, they oversee so much dollars and have to do it in a certain way. How important is the federal acquisition workforce? How much will it be on your agenda in this new committee, subcommittee?
I think it's terribly important, because I think that is one capability that has been allowed to deteriorate. I will say to you, I know for a fact, though, that the Clinton administration asked Congress to in fact, enhance and increase that capability in the federal workforce, and it was Congress at the time that thought that was a waste of time and that we didn't need to, frankly, focus on that kind of investment. That was a terribly short-sighted decision by the Congress, and we're paying for it today. And so one of the things going on is setting goals to beef up that capability, but, you know, we're doing it in ways that are not all that useful. For example, the federal government has been rating the private sector of its acquisition and procurement expertise, and in some cases doing it, I think, in a way that crosses even an ethical line. So we need to do it. We need to do it systematically, but we need to make sure we're doing it in a way that's not costing the private sector its expertise to manage large, complex contracts we, the federal government, are asking them to manage.
And so do you hope that this is something that ends up being discussed? That, I mean, I'm almost thinking in the age of austerity, normally there's not much political divide on a committee such as this. But as you're talking budget cuts, this could be a place where those kinds of discussions end up happening.
Yeah, I think that's right. We have to get our arms around red ink. We have to make sure we're addressing long term the fiscal posture of the federal government and reducing that deficit. But we can't do it by saying we're never again going to make any kind of strategic investment, infrastructure investment, research and development investment, or the one you and I are talking about, acquisition and procurement investment, to enhance the expertise and the ability of the federal government to manage its own contracting.
This, and we've seen at the senior committee among Congressman Issa and both sides, sort of seen the relationship getting a little frosty already. How does that trickle down to your committee? You said you're getting along with the ranking member right now, but still, it has to be a very different place not being in charge anymore.
I think we're all having to get used to the political fact of life that majority control is going to switch back and forth. I don't think we're in for a period of 30 or 40 year control by one party or the other. And so I think we have to learn to create a modus operandi that works for the institution and, more importantly, works for the public we got elected to serve. And the more civility, the more mutual respect we have, the better. You know, it's our first organizational meeting of the full committee, you know, I'd give it mixed reviews. I think that both the chairman and ranking member of the full committee made valiant strides to try to reach across the aisle. But on the other hand, there were some very unfortunate remarks by some members that I think just throw fuel on the fire of sharp partisanship that I think at the end of the day the public doesn't want and is unproductive.